Now, anyone who's been involved in large-scale fundraising events for charities knows how daunting it can be, but that's where you come into place with Globe Expert Fundraising.
Part of my life has always been philanthropic. It's always been giving, but having the opportunity to fully do that, make my life just about giving back, that opportunity was too good to give up. Obviously, it's hard work and it's a challenge. And their laws and rules and all sorts of things. But it's a beautiful life because you put a lot of smiles on people's faces and you wake up every morning with a spring in your step. So it was just a no-brainer. When it came about, I'd obviously been involved in various events and in and out of fundraising, but not involved from an organizational standpoint. And it was hard work to get to where we are today, where we can call ourselves, you know, fundraising specialists and work in the fundraising sector. But yes, it was born out of a chat with another chap, Jamie Sharp, and we thought, yeah, let's give it a go.
I did do an event for St Francis Hospice, who are local, and the amount of stress, and that was to organise selling tickets with a band. That was it. When you think about it, there's the prizes, and then you've got to sell the tickets, then you might have to have security, and you might want to get a local celebrity involved. And obviously, the more people you can get there, and the more that you can offer, the higher the prices you can charge, and the more, also obviously with auctions and things, the more money you can raise. So for one person to do that on their own is impossible. So you have a team.
We have a team. We have a specialistic team who give fundraising event consultations. So like you mentioned, if you were going to host an event and you wanted to know what the pitfalls might be, we would guide you through that. And if you did already have a structure in place, we just help make sure that the structure was set out in the right way to maximize what you're going to be doing, how it unfolds, how you engage with the members of public, or how you engage with your guests. If it's in a venue, for example, we'd make sure that everything, all the boxes are ticked, from, you know, the technical side of the sound systems, the microphones, the screens if you're using them, the tables, the food coming out, the services, and then all the interaction in between, from magicians to musicians and whatever else you've got going on. And then obviously there's the charities that speak and appeal for money and all of those things. And then we make sure that all the engagement methods, i.e. the selling of prizes and holidays and auctions and live auctions and silent auctions and raffles and you name it, all of that is incorporated, and we take all that stress away from the organizers, and all we do at the end is write a nice big fat check and get them to continue doing their marvelous work.
Now, you've got silver, gold and platinum, so just give us a little bit of about each.
The reason we've kind of distinguished it is because ticket prices vary and the number of people attending events vary. Now, as a company, we want to help everyone, but we also want to make sure that the right prizes and our services are being destined to the right places. So by separating the three tiers, as we call them, the silver, the gold, and the platinum, the bottom package means that everybody has access to our services and everybody gets something. But there are some high-end events that we do. If you look on our website, yesterday we posted on Facebook an event we did with the Duke of Kent, and we were in London, and that's because we're raising £9 million for Stowe House, which is also a school, but it's a historical building and it needs restoration and upkeeping. And the book launch was part of that. It was telling about the restoration work in progress, the history of the house by notable writers and everything. They're high-end clients that we have, and they require their high maintenance, and what we offer them differs completely from, like as you mentioned, the Francis Hospice local, which would be a local smaller charity, but we keep our door open for everyone. So we've divided things accordingly to make sure that everything fits for the people we engage with. We say it time and time again, we don't want the event organizers to be stressed, but they still stress themselves. Even when they bring us on board, they feel compelled that they still got to run left and right and do everything by themselves. But we take the stress away. Once they understand that, they can sit back. We say, go enjoy your guests. Go enjoy your family and friends. Just watch us in action and we'll do it all for you. And that's what we're there for.
Now, some of the auction prizes, you know, it's not, we're not talking about a bottle of, you know, mate, I've won a bottle of wine before. We're talking about somewhere where you go, oh my God, I've just won a holiday somewhere. Yeah. So you have amazing, you can get amazing auction prizes.
We're continuously looking to source prizes that will wow people, will entice people and engage people, but at the same time, raise money for charities. You know, it's no use being a fabulous prize and then the charity doesn't, you know, we want to make sure that everything we do, the bottom line is for the charity to make more money, but for people to have a great time as well.
So if somebody comes to you and they said, we haven't got any idea of, you know, we've got 200 people, we haven't got any idea about the auction prizes, you actually do?
We supply everything. Wow. Absolutely everything. And the main thing about what we do is when charities are involved, we do not charge a penny for our services. The way we survive as a business is we incorporate our charges into the prizes that we get from the suppliers. So we literally go with our begging bowl, and like we come to you, Phoenix, and say, right, you know, you guys are great radio people, you know, is there any way, you know, that we could have 5 minutes, you know, obviously there's a charge for marketing, for advertising across the board, whether we come to Phoenix or we go to the Daily Mail. But we'd say to you, because it's for charity and we want to tell you about this fabulous cause, you know, instead of charging us £100, would you do it for £60?
Yeah.
Now the fact that we've got a big discount of £40, that can benefit the charity. That's pretty much how we work our prizes. We get them at a reduced price for the charities. We can now put them in a charity environment and raise monies that way for them.
That's brilliant. Now, celebrities, because everybody would love to have a celebrity turn up at their event, and you organise that as well.
Well, I think we've been lucky. I don't know how we've done it, but if you look onto the Globe Expert website, you see there's an array of celebrities that we've encountered over the years. I don't know how it happens. We just seem to find ourselves always in the midst of celebrities. We get invited a lot. I'm not going to name drop, but they're all there on the website to be seen, and there's plenty of them.
And on Instagram as well.
And on Instagram as well.
Go and have a look. Now, obviously, any fundraisers, you guarantee a donation of £500. So how does that work?
Well, there's services that we offer that have a value, but at the same time, a charity needs real money. So what we do is we'll approach people and say, what can you give us? Mm. And some people will say, well, you can have a villa, you can have a signed Lewis Hamilton helmet worn at the race that's worth £1,000 or £2,000, whatever it might be. We get these value goods. And then what we do is we monetize them. We change those things into money. So we'll say, you've got an event for the Francis charity. We're going to come along with a prize that we know is worth, let's say, £1,000. But we'll say, we'll guarantee that from that prize, you will get at least half of that, £500. And anything above that is happy dancing days.
Excellent. Now, the venues locally as well, we're going to talk about the one that's coming up very shortly, but you're in all the venues in Essex.
We love Essex. They're great people, great crowd. We cover the whole country. We cover Europe and this year in particular, because we formed an alliance with a major player. We'll be doing the Caribbeans as well, Barbados and Jamaica, because they've got cricket matches and things going on and fundraising. But in Essex, we like to go to Stockbrook Manor. We like to go to Orsett Hall, Greenwood's one of our favourites. You name it. If there's an event going on, we normally get called in by the Essex crowd. And that's across the board. We don't discriminate.
Now, you've got really good, if you go and check out online on the website, you've got excellent feedback, which is amazing, on Google reviews. Yes. So that, again, is, great for the company.
You've got one disgruntled
cat. Really?
Yeah,
I didn't see that.
There was one lady who wasn't happy. I think she bought an experience and she wasn't happy with that. And she did have a bit of a whinge. But yes, you are right. We've got, I think, 99% of everybody we've met in the last 4 years is happy with what we do.
Yeah.
But you can't please anyone. And we're under no illusion that we do everything perfectly. We're forever striving to tweak things and improve ourselves and make sure we just keep pushing the boundaries positively.
4.9 though, so that's pretty good. Now you're hosting an auction at Greenwood's Hotel and Spa at Stock for Ladies Ascot Day on June the 20th.
That's correct. Yes, we've been doing that now. I think this is our second year, third year, but we're supporting Lepra. They're a charity that are trying to combat leprosy. They're a small charity, so they've got their work cut out, and all the proceeds from that event will be going to help that charity. Yes.
And where can people actually still get tickets, or are they already sold?
Yep. No, they can still, if anybody is interesting and is listening and thinking, oh, I'd like to come along, even if you want to flutter, you know, at Ascot. But yes, if you want to buy tickets, then please go to our website, and there is a platform from which you can enter your details and make inquiries, and we'll be in touch with you, always guaranteed within 24 hours.
But thank you for coming in today. It's all
www.globeexpert.co.uk. It is.
And you can find out all the details. So if you are holding any fundraising from 150 people upwards.
And even small, as I said, we don't discriminate. Come and talk to us. If you've got a fundraising event, if we can't help you, we can point you in the right direction. We can always give you something.
Yeah.
We like to always be giving.
Excellent. Lovely. Really lovely to meet you.
What nice to meet you too.
What an interesting pack story. I could have sat here for ages talking about music. You should have brought some of your music in.
I know.
I could have played them. Is that not?
I'd be embarrassed.
After you've left the building, I could have played it.
Thank you, Michelle.
You're welcome. Thank you very much. Just